state, Republicans are pushing a bill that would require health insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions. After making some last-minute tweaks, the Assembly passed a measure yesterday by a vote of 76 to 19.
Coverage of pre-existing conditions is guaranteed as part of the Affordable Care Act, but a district judge in Texas ruled last month that the entire law is unconstitutional. That decision is expected to be appealed and will likely end up at the U.S. Supreme Court.
If Obamacare is ultimately struck down, how would Wisconsin's pre-existing conditions law work? According to some industry experts, it wouldn't. Guy Bolton covers health policy and the business of health care for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Guy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we talked about the bill last week, so I don't want to go through all of it, but can you give us a brief overview of what lawmakers signed off on yesterday?
What Molly and Patrick reported, the people in our Madison Bureau, is that they did add a provision that would require annual and lifetime limits on coverage. Previously, I think the bill did not have that, so that meant that insurers could have unlimited deductibles, or if you had had very high expenses, medical expenses throughout your lifetime, potentially you could be denied coverage, or they would have covered you, but you would have hit your limit. That is my understanding, but Patrick and Molly have covered that, not me.
Under this bill, nobody would have to worry about being denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition. Is that correct, or are there any loopholes?
Well, there is an important caveat to that. My understanding is the bill would not require an insurance company to provide prescription drug coverage, or, for instance, as with Medicare Part D, require insurers to have at least one or two drugs in every therapeutic class. So if I had a medical condition that requires a very high cost or expensive drug, say hepatitis C or rheumatoid arthritis, or I have hemophilia, these drugs can run tens of thousands, or if not hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. If I do not have to cover those, and if I'm an insurance company, I probably would not want to cover those drugs because I would not want those people buying my health plans. You can't say these folks would have coverage without the prescription drug coverage.
How does health insurance work under the Affordable Care Act?
Well, the way it works, period, in all scenarios, is it's pooled risk. And, the issue about the bill that was passed by the Assembly is whether it would work in the real world. I mean, just passing a law saying that insurers must now cover pre-existing conditions does not mean that, a market is going to exist for those health plans. Let me rephrase that, please. A market will exist. It doesn't mean that insurers are going to sell those health plans. In states that before the ACA required insurers to cover pre-existing conditions, the market effectively collapsed. Now, New York did require coverage of pre-existing conditions before the ACA, but the market was widely considered to be a mess. And New York State is maybe the only state where premiums have actually gone down since the Affordable Care Act was passed, gone down in the individual market. And remember, we're talking here about the individual market, which is a small piece of the overall insurance market. Most folks get coverage through an employer or through Medicaid and Medicare.
So why have premiums skyrocketed under the Affordable Care Act? Is it merely the individual market? Is that driving the premiums?
Well, premiums, and this is important, premiums have skyrocketed only in the individual market. I mean, the Affordable Care Act deals mainly with the individual market. There, the market, you know, for health plans sold directly to individuals and families. Premiums have not skyrocketed in the market for so-called employer-sponsored insurance. The insurance that most of us get or are lucky enough to get through an employer. So to say that premiums have soared is incorrect and misleading. You hear that, it's a talking point, but where they have jumped is in the individual market.
Guy Bolton covers health policy and the business of health care for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're talking about Wisconsin's pre-existing conditions law and the effects if the Affordable Care Act is struck down. And that brings me to this. If the Affordable Care Act is struck down for good, then fewer healthy people would likely be buying insurance. So what would that mean for premium costs? That would go up, correct?
Yes, and this is the real question about the bill. What insurance experts have told us, we did a story on this in December, we did a story on it this week, is without the subsidies available through the Affordable Care Act, premiums will soar. What the Affordable Care Act, the way it was designed, was by providing subsidies and requiring people to get insurance through the former mandate, the mandate or penalty that has now gone away. That was to pull healthy people into the market. Those people were needed to subsidize the cost of covering people with high medical bills, people with pre-existing health conditions. Without the subsidies, you basically have the market that existed before the ACA. And again, you know, the states that tried to do this, their market collapsed. You know, as premiums go up each year, you know, fewer and fewer, first of all, without the subsidies, a lot of people in the market right now will not be able to afford health insurance. Many of them are healthy people. The people who have health problems, medical conditions, they know they're going to have high bills. They will keep buying insurance, but there won't be this pool of people, of healthy people, to help offset the cost of covering them. Now, you know, what has happened in other states that have tried this is each year premiums will go up, the insurance becomes unaffordable for more healthy people each year. People who have medical conditions have a clear incentive to continue buying insurance, and it sets off what the insurance industry calls a death spiral. And eventually, you know, what you do is you have a pool of primarily people with very high medical bills, and insurers drop out of the market.
Now, under this state bill, insurance companies, to go along with what you're saying, they would have to cover those with pre-existing conditions, and that seems that it would be a tough environment for them. Would some of them essentially just say, you know what, enough of this, we're out of here?
What experts contend is they would.
And are these scenarios largely theoretical, or have they played out in some places?
No, they have played out. They're not theoretical. Washington and Kentucky both required insurers to cover pre-existing conditions before the ACA. They did this, I believe, in the 90s. Eventually, they had to rescind that requirement because their markets essentially collapsed.
Guy, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Guy Bolton covers health policy and the business of health care for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked with him about the state Republican bill to require health insurers to cover people with pre-existing conditions and why some insurance experts say it wouldn't work if Obamacare is struck down.
That bill now goes to the state Senate. Governor Tony Evers has called for additional amendments, including one that would require policies to cover what's known as essential benefits, things like maternity care for mothers and newborns, prescription drugs, and other items. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said those amendments would have been, quote, totally outside the scope of the bill.